Namaste. I'm Anna Davis, and this is track 8 from The Dark Moon and the Moving with the Moon. In this audio track, we'll be practicing the Dark Moon Yoga Nidra practice. To prepare for this deep relaxation practice, which is beautiful to practice during your dark moon, during your bleeding phase of your menstrual cycle, come to lie onto the floor on your back or even on your bed if you prefer. You might want to cover yourself with a blanket or a shawl so that you'll be warm throughout the practice. You could place a folded blanket or a small cushion underneath the head. And I also recommend placing a bolster or a pillow underneath the knees to support the lower back, to allow the lower back and the abdominal area to soften and relax as you rest here. If you like, you can pause the audio track while you set yourself up. Position your arms so that they are a little away from the sides of the body and not touching the body. The palms are uppermost, the fingers lightly curling. The feet are at least hip distance apart and just allow them to fall out to the sides so that your hips are loose and relaxed. And make any final adjustments to your posture so that you are as comfortable and supported as possible, and so that you will not need to move for the remainder of the relaxation practice. Now feel your body settling in. Know that this is your time, just for you. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, nobody you have to be. Just be. Time to rest and honor yourself during this sacred time of your month, in your sacred red tent. You can just let go here. You are completely safe and supported. Take 3 slow, deep breaths. Breathing in through the nose and then breathing out through an open, relaxed mouth with a falling out breath. With each falling out exhalation, feel the weight of your body surrendering completely into the floor or the bed beneath you. 3 slow, deep breaths. 3 slow, releasing exhalations. If you have been suffering menstrual pain, consciously use these falling out exhalations to breathe out and away any tension that may have built up in the muscles in response to the pain. Gradually allow your breath to become natural. Just let it be. Now bring your awareness to your sankalpa. This is your positive resolution for change, your deepest heartfelt desire. You may already have a sankalpa that you are working with. If so, bring this to mind now. Or you can create a new sankalpa. Your sankalpa needs to be a short, positive affirmation in the present tense. If you like, you can cultivate one directly related to your moon time. For example, My bleeding time is easeful and joyful. I honor myself during this sacred time, and I am completely connected to my body and my inner self. Mentally repeat your sankalpa 3 times with conviction. For example, my bleeding is easeful and joyful. I honor myself during this sacred time, and I am completely connected to my body and my inner self. My bleeding is easeful and joyful. I honor myself during this sacred time, and I am completely connected to my body and my inner self. Planted deep into the seeds of your unconscious, your sankalpa is a potent agent for positive change in your life. Now let go of your sankalpa and become aware again of your breath, the natural rise and fall of your breath through the nostrils. Feel the breath subtle and easeful without any force or strain. Simply allow the breath to find its own natural rhythm. Become aware of the slight coolness of the breath on the inhalation as it draws in through the nostrils, and the warmth of the breath gently heated by the airways as you exhale. We now begin the rotation of awareness around the body that is a key element of Yoga Nidra. As I name each part of the body, try to sense into that part of the body, picturing it or feeling it, letting go. If you find that your mind wanders or becomes sleepy as we do this practice of rotation of awareness around the body, simply bring yourself back to the practice, even if you must do this many times. The goal of Yoga Nidra is to stay awake and conscious, and this will allow you to move into a deeper state of relaxation, into an alpha state of relaxation. So we'll begin by becoming aware of your left hand thumb. First finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger. Palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, armpit, shoulder, left waist, left hip, upper left leg, knee, lower leg, left ankle, top of the foot, sole of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now move your awareness to your right hand thumb. First finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger. Palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, armpit, shoulder, right waist, right hip, upper right leg, knee, lower leg, right ankle, top of the foot, sole of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now moving up through the back of the body, become aware of the left heel, right heel, back of the left knee, back of the right knee, left buttock, right buttock, sacrum, the bones of your sacrum, the lower back, left kidney and adrenal, right kidney and adrenal, the upper back, left shoulder blade, right shoulder blade, back of the neck, back of the head, crown of the head. Moving your attention now to the front of the body, left side of the forehead, right side of the forehead, left temple, right temple, left eyebrow, right eyebrow, eyebrow center, left eye, right eye, left cheek, right cheek, the nose, left nostril, right nostril, bridge of the nose, the mouth, upper lip, lower lip, inside of the mouth, left side of the jaw, right side of the jaw, the tongue, the chin, the throat, swallow and relax the inner walls of the throat. Become aware of the chest, left side of the chest, your left breast, right side of the chest, your right breast, center of chest, heart center. Now become aware of your abdomen, your upper abdomen, solar plexus area, mid-abdomen, navel center, lower abdomen, your womb space. Stay here at your womb space for a few breaths, feeling each inhalation creating a sense of space and ease in your belly and womb space, and each exhalation releasing any tension or gripping in the belly. Finally, become aware of your left hip, your right hip, the pelvis, the bones of the pelvis, and now the vagina, the walls of the vagina. Feel the softness and openness of the walls of your vagina. And journey up through your vagina to the opening of the womb, your cervix. Sense your cervix low and open as your womb releases its contents during this sacred time. Now bring your consciousness into your whole body. Your whole body, resting on the floor in this moment. Whole body awareness. As you inhale, imagine warm, soothing water flowing up through your body from your feet up to your head. And as you exhale, feel this beautiful warm water cascading back down through your body, all the way out through the soles of your feet. Inhaling, imagining warm, soothing water flowing up through your body from your feet to your head. Exhaling, feeling this beautiful warming water cascading, flowing down through your body, all the way back out through the soles of your feet. Continuing this warm water breath, allowing the soothing warmth to carry away any pain or muscle spasms that you may be experiencing during your dark moon time. I will now take you through a series of mental images. Visualize each image as a picture in your mind's eye. Just watch these images in your mind screen as if you are watching them on a television screen. The rising sun. Ocean waves. A pink lotus. A fire burning bright. Yellow clouds, smoky clouds, pink clouds, the setting sun, a smoky blue sphere, the waves of the ocean crashing to shore, a mountain range silhouetted as the sun sets, a lush rainforest, a starlit night, a single candle flame, the infinite ocean calm and quiet, a red lotus flower, the full moon shining bright on the ocean, a dark starless sky. A scarlet red lotus flower. A new crescent moon. Letting go of the visualization practice now, become aware again of the breath at the belly, at the navel center. Simply watch as your navel rises as you inhale and sinks back down again as you exhale. Now letting go of navel center breathing and bringing to mind again your sankalpa, your heartfelt prayer for positive transformation. Mentally repeat your sankalpa 3 times with conviction, knowing that in time this will come to pass. Working with a sankalpa of your own, or perhaps using this one. My bleeding time is easeful and joyful. I honor myself during this sacred time, and I am completely connected to my body and my inner self. Bring your awareness now to your whole body. Your whole body resting on the floor or the bed in this moment. Feel the sensations within and around your body. Feel the air against any uncovered skin. The clothing and coverings against your skin. Feel the floor or the bed beneath you. Without yet opening your eyes, become aware of your surroundings, your position in the room, as if you were looking at yourself from above. Become aware of any sounds around you. In a few moments, you'll be moving out of the dark moon yoga nidra practice. But before you do, just allow yourself to savor these last few moments of deep relaxation, deep rest, deep healing. Knowing that when you awaken from this practice, you will feel refreshed and renewed, your nervous system nourished, and your mind calm. Begin to bring movement into your body. Move the fingers and toes, the wrists and ankles, stretching, yawning, gradually awakening the energy in your body. When you feel ready, without any sense of hurry, roll to the right-hand side and rest there for a few breaths in a fetal position, always remembering to be gentle with yourself. Then, using your top left hand to press into the ground, roll yourself up to sitting, slowly, with the head rolling up last. Finish this practice sitting comfortably in a seated position with the spine erect, shoulders relaxed back and down, and the face and belly soft. Once you're in sitting, keeping your eyes closed, place your right hand on your lower belly, your womb space, and your left hand at the center of the chest, your heart center. Into the heart womb mudra. Feel this gesture as a reminder to yourself of how much you cherish this time to yourself for self-care, self-nurturing. Honor yourself as you connect with the softness and feminine energy of your womb space and heart center. Honoring yourself for how well you're taking care of yourself during your dark moon time. And knowing how the benefits will flow on outwards to those around you. People will respond positively to you as the highest possible manifestation of your feminine self. Namaste.